A short time after leaving some money for the doctor, Danielle, Tim, and Jed Strange were mounted up and riding in a single file along the dirt street out of town. There was no more to say about whether or not Danielle was fit to ride. They had talked it out last night, until both Tim and Jed saw there was no use in arguing any further on the subject. Danielle had made up her mind to go, and nothing was going to change it. As the three of them rode past a darkened alley, they did not see the five men standing back in the far shadows, watching them ride by. One of the men, a gunman named Lute Harkins, started to raise his pistol from his holster.
Don't be a fool, Lute. Won't end up like Clyde Branson. Let them go for now. Once they get out there in the wilds, there won't be nothing to keep us from killing them.
Yeah, Lute. Tarsal's right. They're not gonna get very far. I got news for Mr. Danny Dugan and his two look-alike brothers. There ain't none of the three gonna live to see their next birthday.
I like your attitude, Phipps. See if you can get Lute here to settle down before I have to backhand him into the next county.
Al Tarsal was a big man, weighing over 250 pounds, all of it hard muscle and bone. He spread a flat smile on the other men in the darkness.
Boys, I know that since Axel Elridge got himself killed last month, there ain't been nobody to really take charge of this gang. But just to keep things well organized, I've decided that from here on, I'm taking over. Any objections?
The four men looked at one another.
If there is, let's get it settled here and now. Lute, any problem with me taking over?
Nope. Far as I'm concerned, you're the boss.
Hank?
Oh, fine by me.
Hector?
See, you are in charge, but I say to you the same thing I say to Axel back when I joined. I am a free man. I come and go as I choose. If I decide to quit and return to Mexico, I do so without asking anyone's permission.
I can't run this bunch if everybody does as they damn well please, Hector. Are you sure that's your final say on it?
See, I say nothing more.
All right, then.
Al Tarsal reached out a big hand, clamped it around Hector's throat, and lifted him nearly off the ground. Hector's eyes bulged, both hands clamping around Tarsal's thick wrist. Al Tarsal only stood smiling, flat and cold.
God almighty, let him go, Al. You're killing him.
But Al Tarsal didn't let go until Hector Sabio hung limp as a wet towel. Then he dropped Hector to the ground and looked at Jack Pearl.
What about you, Pearl? Any objections to me taking over as boss?
Hell no. What do I care? You didn't have to kill old Hector, though. He was a damn good man. He was just running his jaw some. He wouldn't have quit us and gone back to Mexico. Hell, he's wanted in every province down there. They've been wanting to cleave his head off for years.
Then I just saved everybody a lot of trouble. Now are we all through here?
Tarsal stared at Jack Pearl as the others nodded in agreement.
I told you, I got no problem with who's in charge. I just want my part of that $2,000 when we kill this Danny Dugan.
Don't worry, Jack. Anybody who rides with me, I'll see to it they get what's coming to them.
Jack Pearl only stared at Tarsal, realizing what Tarsal had just said could be taken a couple of different ways. But Jack Pearl didn't need to have it spelled out for him. He knew that $2,000 was worth more to one man than it was to five. Right then, Jack Pearl knew that the best thing for him to do was to keep a close watch on his back and keep his mouth shut.
Are we ready to ride?
Yep. I'm just waiting on you to make the first move, boss.
Then let's get going.